Blog Talk Radio.
Lemon, lime, 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 lime,
Happy feelings in the air. Such a beautiful song. If you really listen to the music, and you allow yourself to get lost in those words, and you become one with the vibrations of earth, wind, and fire. You truly feel the power within the words that they're speaking. Man, I've got myself to remind me of love. It's a very powerful statement within itself. Peace and love, beautiful souls. It's always a pleasure to meet you in energy. The divine in me recognizes the divine in you all. I'm very grateful and in gratitude to have you all on here with me tonight. All of the listeners, I feel your energy. It is so real. And I'm in gratitude, as I said before. And tonight, we will be talking about left brain and right brain functions. Very, very interesting topic, to say the least. Now, we have 3 hours here. But what I told myself is that I am going to simplify this in a way to where everybody understands and understands this. Once they get off of this call, you're going to be empowered with a new sense of who you are. I can guarantee you this. If your ears are open to the lips of wisdom, you will receive what I'm telling you. So we're going to just go ahead and hop right into it. I want you all to recognize the functions of your brain, okay? The left side, which controls the right side of your body. You have the right side of your brain, which controls the left side of your body. See, this is another law in effect even within yourself. The fact that you have your right side, which controls the opposite side, and your left side does exactly the same thing. How your body works in opposites. See, how the opposites attract. See, is another thing you want to be mindful of when I'm telling you this is what I'm telling you. About how your right hand is controlled by your left side of your brain and so forth and so on. Now, you get into the understanding of how your brain works. So this means that if you have left brain, this is your masculine energy. This is your doing, your intellect, your very, very meaningful of your action. See, the actions you put forth and what you put out. Now, you get into the power of your right brain, okay? We're talking about the side of you that is analytical, the side of you that is very, very intuitive. The connection between you and this side of your brain can be very intriguing, to say the least. At times, we find ourselves often wondering why we think the way we think, why we feel the way we do, what is going on with this, and what does this mean for me, and all these different things. The disconnect between your mind is so real. It is so real. So what you must ask yourself is, in this world, in this world that we live in, which part of you is being targeted? Which part of you is truly being controlled? It's like a computer, and everything that you see here, touch, feel, think, smell, all of your senses are sending messages to your brain, okay? So what that means is everything that you do, everything that you see and touch and all these things are doing something to you, okay? They're affecting you in ways that you don't even understand, all right? So now, your right brain is your art awareness. Okay, it is your creativity, your imagination, your intuition, your insight. This is your holistic thought, okay? This is your music awareness. So you got to understand this is what's controlling the left side of your body. Now you get into the left brain function. This is your analytical thoughts, your logic, your language, your reasoning, science and mathematical sides of you, the written parts of you, skills with the numbers. It controls your right hand. Now, something about me that I even found very interesting is I write with my left hand, but I do everything else with my right, something I've been doing all my life. There's a lot of people, it's called amphidextrous. So this means that you use both sides of your body in different functions, in different ways. In a sense, we all are this. confusion comes in what this means for you. And now we're in a society where they want us to believe that we're all right brain thinkers. Now, I want to tell you how even that is a lie, okay? We're in a masculine society. Everything is controlled by masculinity, father energy, a diaspora to where they're telling us that the man is above all things. This is why atheists can feel the way they do. And in essence, they're feeling like they are above all things, that nothing in creation has more power over them. They view man as above and right with the creator. Now, what happens is when you begin to think in that realm of thinking, you begin to disconnect from spirit. There's always universal laws at hand, even within our brain, okay? You have to understand that your masculine side, okay, it represents the blade, okay? Your feminine side represents the chalice. See, this is why our femininity, this is why this, the side, this is why that awareness, that intuition, that insight, that holistic thought of your right side of your brain is being shut down. You don't even realize this is the part of the programming that they're doing to you. They want to call what's called mental schism inside of your brain. This is you being at war with yourself, spiritual level, because you're doing you are battling these things on a physical level. So what happens is you begin to disconnect from yourself in this physical world by disconnecting with your soul self. And what happens is you begin to live this life of disconnected, where you feel this void, to where you're not able to truly identify with everything that you're supposed to. Your thoughts are not marrying together. Your thoughts are running wild. Your logical side, right? Your analytical thoughts is keeping you in a place of science. You want to see things to believe them. You need to actually touch it to believe it. Your feelings of being or believing in the unseen energies is not there. You need things to be proven to you. These are people who are mostly left brain dominant. Most of this world is left brain dominant. I promise you this, and it's by design. See, they don't want you thinking with your intuition, your creativity, your insight. They want you only focus on doing one thing, and that's everything that they drive you to do within your human body. This is how they control us. All these mental things that we go through, the foods, by your stomach in essence being your second brain, okay? This is why you are what you eat. So when you're eating all these sugars, the salts and the meats and all these other things, they're causing a disconnect. They're causing that schism. They're causing that chaos within your mind, that where your energies are not being at one. You're not at peace with yourself. And it's very powerful what is happening to us on this. So as you're a left brain person, there's a little exercise that you all can do. Okay? It's a couple of steps to it. You can take a pen and paper, and you can do what I'm about to tell you to do. Okay? And this will let you know which side of your brain dominates you the most. Now, the first thing that I want you to do is, without the piece of paper, you lock your hands in a position to where your fingers are locked, interlocked, bringing them together. The thumb that goes over the top, right, left or right, I want you, if your left thumb goes over the top, I want you to write R on your paper, okay? If your left thumb goes over the top, write R over the paper. If your right thumb goes over the top, you write L on the paper, all right? Now, the next thing that we're going to do, I want you to fold your arms. As you fold your arms, we're going to do the same thing. The arm that's on top, if it's the right, you write an L. If it's the left, you write an R, okay? Now, the next one I want you to do, I want you to cross your legs. It's the same thing. If your right leg is on top, you write an L. If your left leg is on top, you write an R. All right? Now, I want you to take a pen, whatever you're writing with. I know a lot of you might not be doing this, but somebody is. All right? I want you to focus this pen right in the middle of your vision. Set it right in the front of your face. And I want you to close one eye. And I want you to look at the pen through one eye, and then I want you to close the other eye, and I want you to look at the pen through the other eye. Now, whichever eye makes this pen shift sides, I want you to realize this is the side of you that you must write down. So if you're looking through your left eye and the pen does not move, you close your left eye and you move. You use it with your right eye and the pen moves to the side. If it moves to the side while your left eye is closed, I want you to write an L, okay? If it moves to the side while your right eye is closed, I want you to write an R, okay? Now, I want you to pick up the paper again. I want you to draw a circle. I want you to put an arrow at the end of it. Now, if you make this circle and it goes in a clockwise position, that means it goes to the right, I want you to write an L. If you make this circle and it goes to the left, counterclockwise, I want you to write an R, okay? And then I want you to really just think about and really focus on these numbers that you wrote down. And I want you to analyze them, and I want you to subtract the L's from the R's. The number that you're left with, you would then multiply that times 100%. Now, after you get this number, you will have to divide this number by 9. Once you divide this number, now, wait a minute, I said that backwards, y'all, my bad. Now, the number that when you subtract the L's from the R's, all right, I want you to divide this number by 9, and then I want you to multiply that number times 100%. Now, the number that you're left with is showing you the percentage of your brain that you're using. And this is only conducive to you and really understanding where you are within your thinking. If you are less than 20% or less, this means that you are a left brain thinker. This means that you are dominated by the ways of this world. All right? Now, if it is more than 30%, that means that you're a right brain thinker. That means that you have broken free from so many of the bondages that were within your mind. Now, people who are left brain thinkers are usually subtle eaters. They don't eat a lot of, they don't eat greedily, I would say. They're people who would be very cognitive of how they eat. They can be very mannerable when they eat. Right brain thinkers are overindulgent. They just greedy. That's you wanting all these other things. You're just going in, right? Now, the left brain thinker is always on time. The right brain thinker is always late. The left brain thinker is into math. The right brain thinker is into painting. The left brain thinker is into chess. The right brain thinker is into swimming and physical activities. We're talking about mental aspects of you. One side of you is about doing and action, and the other side is about thinking and analyzing, okay? The left side thinker is a formal wear person. This is somebody that dresses in formal clothes, and they're just always looking to dress up and look good when they go out. People who are right brain thinkers will throw on some sweats and some flip-flops, and that's me sometimes. You know, I can do both. This is the power within my mind, within everybody's mind. A lot of us have our times when we feel more comfortable one way or the other, but some people feel dominantly comfortable within whatever clothes that they're wearing, whether they be comfortable or casual. Now, the left brain thinker is organized. The right brain thinker is unorganized. The left brain thinker is the manager. The right brain thinker is the psychologist. See? The left brain thinker is stable. The right brain thinker is unstable. The left brain thinker is a social leader. The right brain thinker is somebody who avoids a social life. The left brain thinker is somebody who's financially unsatisfied. The right brain thinker is somebody who's financially satisfied. See, these are all things that we deal with on every level of ourselves. See, this is what a disconnect is happening. This is why a lot of us are not at peace, because we're not marrying both aspects of ourselves. And it's by design. It's not your fault. From the time you were brought into this realm of existence, your brain the whole very essence of you began to create division because this world teaches it to you. See, everything that you know, everything that you've been taught was drilled into you through school, TV, by your mother, your father, because they were taught this, and they taught it to you, and you've been teaching it to your kids, and so forth and so on. See, this is why knowledge of self is so crucial early on in our lives, because this is where the disconnect happens. So as they begin to train you up from the age of 0 to 7, you really begin to delve in a different journey in your life, and it's a journey of separation is what they're teaching and what they're pushing. This is all a part of the control. This is how the human race has suffered the way it has. But it's all by design, too. And when you get on a deeper level and you go to thinking in a metaphysical term and you go to understanding how these planets and how all these things operate and what is dominating us and the energy of Saturn and Uranus and Mercury always in retrograde. See, Mercury even is more powerful than you know. Mercury is intelligence. So you must understand the difference between intellectual and being intelligent. Intel and gents, we're talking about your genes and we're talking about the way you think. These are two words that come together and they form a way of thinking. See, your mind is constantly going. Your mind is connected to the all. Your mind is connected to a source way more powerful than you can even fathom with your human brain. So once you really begin to unlock these levels of your mind and really begin to go within, because this is what you must do, so you create the star that they talk about, the seal of Solomon, soul and man, see, sun and moon, masculine and feminine, the one and the two, the yin and the yang. This is what you are. You represent both energies, and they live within your mind. See, this is why a lot of us are controlled solely by our thoughts, solely by what we must see. You have to marry both sides of you. And I promise you that there's no coincidence in that we're all a battling with this self. We're all left brain imbalanced. This is why the sickness is coming into us. This is why we're not aware of so many things that are happening right in front of us, because we're so caught up in the analytical side of us. We're so caught up in logic and reasoning. See, you're not focused on the unseen realm of things that exist. This is why a lot of people stop believing in God once they come across a certain knowledge. Even I was in this realm of existence once before, because I got a sense of power and I felt like they were tricking us on so many levels. And I really began to ask myself, what is this going on? What is this? Why is this happening to me? So I started asking myself, what does this mean? So I really began to delve within myself. This is when the true journey began for me. So I had to begin to really find out who I was and why I was. See, this is the level of consciousness that is being raised in a lot of people. You're starting to marry both sides of yourself. You're starting to get rid of the schism that is going on within your brain, this soul, this battle for your very soul, to keep it dormant, to keep it uneasy, to keep it housed inside of your body. See, schism is simply a split between divisions and beliefs strongly opposed by you. You oppose the things that you know are right. This is cognitive dissonance is what we're talking about. This is you seeing the truth, recognizing it, but don't want to believe it because you have so stuck to everything that you've been taught that you cannot fathom the idea that everything is a lie to you. So you remain stuck in your ways. You remain stuck in your left brain thinking. And this is what this whole diaspora wants you to do. This is why knowledge of self must come first, see. This is why you must embrace the feminine energy that is you, your creative side, all these things that make you who you are, your intuition, your insight, your holistic, see, thought, the chalice that is lost within this time, because a lot of us are not willing to embrace this aspect of us. As men, we're so controlled by the energy of the sun, we're not even realizing this. To the point that when we lose that fire, we don't know where to get it back. See, this is where the duality within you comes from. When you lose the fire within you, when your solar plexus is really beginning to struggle, you have to remind yourself that you are whole and you are complete, and you do not need to do anything but really focus on where you are in your life. This is where the darkness kicks in. This is where the moon kicks in, too. You begin to embrace your darkness. You begin to meet yourself where you are. You begin to find yourself and really begin to engage in your intuition and engage in your thoughts and engage in who you are. Things about you begin to wake up and you begin to go to this three. See, this is where the numbers come into play. See, zero represents the beginning. Zero represents darkness. This is where you came from, see. And then the one represents the light. So from the darkness comes the light. And then you have two, which is the moon. Two does is combat everything that the one does. This is how your brain works. One side of you is combative with the other side. This is why you must find reasoning within yourself instead of allowing somebody else to provide it for you. This is why you're so lost in your own ways. See, you have intel, but you don't have any intelligence. This is why you see a lot of people who are intellectual. They can spit out things as they learn them, but they have no intelligence with it because they haven't married this to themselves. They just learn something and so ready to speak on it before they truly apply it to their life. Intel is all around you, but it doesn't become intelligence until you marry it to yourself. See, your left brain leaves your ego gone unchecked. It leaves you thinking that you have nobody or nothing to answer to in this life. It leaves you feeling as though all you must do is answer to yourself at the end of the day. See, this is what religion does to you. It makes you feel like that all you must do is ask for forgiveness and God will forgive you for anything that you do. So you continue to be lost in your ways and you continue to accept yourself and you continue to tell yourself, this is who I am. This is how I am. God knows my heart. All these things that you're selling yourself and telling yourself and lying to yourself. Once you marry these two, your prefrontal cortex is born. So your morality is born. Your pineal gland is only your area where this thing is housed. You must understand that your pineal gland is not really your third eye. See, this is information that they've been feeding you. They want you to believe this. Actually, your pineal gland houses what is your third eye. And this is your prefrontal cortex. This is why beyond the calcification of your third eye lies the very essence of you. This is where the seed of your morality lies. Yet a lot of us get caught up in we got to understand what this word morality means, okay? Because in this society that we live, they want you to believe in morality in one way, okay? And what I mean by that is they want you to really view yourself as the differences between right and wrong have been played on you. This is because you were innately born with the ability to know the difference between right and wrong. So as they begin to influence you about what you know to be right and what you know to be wrong, this is where division begins to come within your mind. Because they're telling you that this is right, but this is wrong, but innately you feel differently about everything that they're saying. But because these rules were set forth in front of you, because these spells are being spoken on you and are continuously drilled within your mind, you find yourself wondering and questioning and battling you. This is the battles that we face every day. Your morality, your higher self is always trying to tell you the right things to do. But your left brain, your masculine energy is always dominating your feminine side because you do not go with this. You do not allow what you know is right and wrong to be manifested outside of you. You hold it within and you hold these battles within yourself and you face them daily. Every thought that you have, every challenge that you face, every conversation, everything you do, whether to make a right turn or a left turn, should I exit now, should I leave now, all these things that we battle with on such a small level that we have taken to be as nothing. We have taken these things to be natural,
to be something that we must. It's just I just do this, and it's just who I am, and all these things that I just spoke on earlier. But what happens is you lose tune, and you become so in touch with yourself, and you are so lost in the ways of the world. Because they're guiding you, they're pushing you, they're taking you to these places that you can't even understand what's going on. This is why a lot of us reach later ages in our life, in the late 30s and early 40s and 50s and things, and the first thing that we begin to do is begin to wonder what has been going on our whole life. You begin to realize that your life has only been created by the needs and wants of everybody else. This is what you've been adhering to your whole life. This is why a lot of people spend their lives working, and then when it's time for them to retire, they don't even know what to do. A lot of them go back to work. You've been programmed. Your mind is not your own. Your thoughts are truly not your own. You don't even know what it is to think. You are basically a machine. You have been taught to be one way. And the simple pleasures in life, the simple things that you have done to feel good for a temporary moment have allowed you to continue on this road. This is why man always seeks pleasure before he seeks pain. See, there's pain in realizing that these words are true. There's pain in realizing that you've been lied to your whole life. There's pain in realizing that it's been you this whole time, allowing yourself to be subservient to this system of control. This is why a lot of people remain in victim mode, even when they know the knowledge, even when they see it and hear it and read it and whatever the case may be. They do not want to believe it, see. So you must understand what this means to you on every level and how you must begin to erase this way of thinking. This is why you must unlearn and relearn, because you must reprogram your mind. This is a must for you in this lifetime. There will come a point in everybody's lives where this time will be so self-evident upon us. So what we know is the time is now for us to do this. But it is in that moment where our free will kicks in, and a lot of us decide to go back to what we normally know. We go back to where we're comfortable at. We go back to the darkness. And you become lost within it and consumed by it. Your light is being extinguished. You're dying slowly, softly. You're waiting to die. See, you're just existing. You're no longer living. This is the division that has been placed within your mind. So you must understand that this fight that you're on is way more beyond the physical realm that you know exists. It's a fight for your spirit. It's a fight for your soul. So this is why it's crucial that you must marry these parts of you. You must understand both aspects of you. You must marry your logic with your reasoning. See? You must marry your creativity, your imagination with your science and math. You must marry your musical awareness with your skills for numbers. You must marry your creativity with your language. See? Once you find somebody who has married both sides of themselves, there's really nothing that they cannot accomplish in this life. There's nothing you cannot learn in this life. There's nothing that you cannot figure out. You begin to realize and know everything and see the truth in all things because you recognize the truth within yourself. So I promise you, as you begin to unlock these realms of you and how they've been controlled your whole life, you truly begin to understand what I'm telling you. And a lot of you have already made it to this place. 9 times out of 10, if you're on this call, you're already in the realm of understanding what I'm telling you. So these are only things that will equip you within this fight. So don't feel like that you're dominated by one side of you. See, you need both sides of you to function. This is another lie that they told you. No one can possibly live without using both sides of their brain. So in order for you to truly know what that means that you must understand that there's times when you allow your left side to dominate you. There's times when you allow your right side to dominate you. There's times in your life when you organize. There's times in your life when you're unorganized. There's times in your life when you are on time. There's times in your life when you're late. See? There's times in your life when you dress up and you want to look good. There's times in your life when you just don't care. So it's okay to be either way, see? You have to understand that this union between these two lands that are within you, because it is truly what is happening. You have two lands, two hemispheres within you. This is why your brain is called hemispheres. Once you marry these two together, they become one vast land. You can create the heavens here on earth. This is what this union means, the seal of Solomon, the flaming star. The marrying of your feminine and your feminine and your masculine aspects. The marrying of fire and wind and water and air. All these things that exist, these elements that are feminine, that are masculine. Everything around you is operating from this field of existence. See, even the tree itself holds this to be true. This is why trees are so powerful. The tree is a masculine and a feminine energy. Everything that you see is all this. Just like what my brother Ralph Smart said earlier, the thorns on the rose are masculine, but the rose itself is feminine. See, femininity is creation. But you must understand that you cannot have the creation without the seed. See, the tree, it must be planted in order for it to bear fruit. The seed of man must be implanted into the womb of the woman in order for her to bear life. We're coexisting. No one is more dominant than the other. Together, we create dominance. See, this is why the union of two people, when they're on the same thing, can be so powerful. There's nothing in this world that they cannot accomplish together. Once you know your true energy, once you know the meanings of your hemispheres of your brain and how you must marry them and how you must stop eating the meats and how you must let go of the sugars and all these things that are put in place for you to remain in division within yourself. So the simple question is, are you really willing to go on this journey? See, a lot of us are willing to awaken mentally, but we don't want to complete this phase. So you have to heal yourself, mind, body, and soul. See, this is the only way you're ever going to truly become one and truly find that peace that you're looking for, because it can exist in your mind. This is how powerful your mind is. You can tell yourself, I'm good, I can do what I want to do, I can eat what I want to eat, I can do all these things, still be all right, which is true. And in essence, it is true. But in order to truly follow spirit, in order to truly allow your body to truly become this weapon that you can control, you must let go of all the things that have been controlling you. This is why I tell people all the time, the food is always the last thing to go. Because people are coming to a realm of feeling like they need these things to survive. See, once you move your needs, once you remove your needs for any type of earthly things to bring in your survival or to help you make it in this life, you truly understand what it means to be alive. See, you're just living right now. A lot of you do not understand what life is. You think your life is about going to work every day and partying on the weekends and going on a trip whenever you feel like it and all these things, and then you do this stuff and then you die. Whatever you actually done in this lifetime, whatever you actually accomplished. This is why they tell you that you cannot take these physical things with you, even though most of us try so dearly and we want to so badly. But they cannot go with you. You must understand that your heart and your mind are married. They are one. So you must become one with yourself. See, this is why even they tell you within the Bible and all these things that your heart is deceitful. This means that you cannot trust your heart. So then you begin to learn, like, what can I trust about me if I can't trust my heart? So your mind takes over. And you're not even aware of how your mind works. So you're blindly leading your heart. This is why your heart is in so much heartache. This is why your hearts are so heavy. This is why you feel with so many disappointments, so many people that you don't like, and you're holding hatred and envy and all these things within your heart. All this lust and greed and
You must release these things from your hearts, divine ones. If you truly want to ascend in this lifetime, if you truly want to be at peace and at one with what you know to believe is God, God does exist. The Lord is as real as you and I. This is what you must understand. Your mind is the representation of God itself. The fact that your brain holds both aspects, as does God, as does the all, both feminine and masculine. So from your mind can come manifestation. You must simply know how to manifest. See, there's levels to this. So once you truly get to a level of knowing thyself, see, and there's no coincidence that this thing comes on later on in our lives, the one we're finally trying to figure out who we are, see. The true antidote to controlling your unwanted ways is to seek knowledge with a kind of caring in your heart. See, this will lead to true wisdom. So you must care for yourself when you're seeking this knowledge. This will prevent you from really allowing yourself to be subjected to so much bullshit, see? So many lies on the television, so much drama on social media, so many people who are just existing and not living, and you're surrounded by them. See, iron sharpens iron, see? So you have to understand this is why you're dull. You're constantly giving and giving and giving. Nothing is sharpening you. Nothing is being poured back into you. You are not the source of your love as you should be. A lot of you have intellect, but you are not intelligent. You know a lot of things, but you have yet to apply them to your life, and all you do is just regurgitate knowledge. Who are you? Why do you exist? You can't answer these questions, but you can tell me how many elements or how many neutrons or whatever the case may be. You can tell me what book to read. You can tell me all this stuff. But when I ask you, who are you and why do you exist, you do not know this answer. So what are you searching for? This is my question to you. What are you truly seeking? If everything that you're consuming, all these things that you're reading, all these things that you're watching, all these people that you're listening to, all these people that you're following, if they're not leading you back to you, what are you truly searching for in this life? You're lost. You don't know how to find you, see. This is why all these things come into play. All this control, all this division, the program of mental schism is so real upon you. So you must understand, in order for you to marry both sides of you, you must understand that you work in opposites. And you must make your opposites attract. So who are you attracting? See, this is why a lot of you are attracting people outside of you, because you don't know what is inside of you. So you're battling on the inside, and it's chaotic, and it's all dark and tainted and manifesting darkness outside of you. You must detox. You have to cleanse your blood. As your blood travels, it goes and flows through your veins and it goes up to your brain, see. This is why you are what you eat. As your blood moves to your brain, it slows down. It literally slows down slower than any other part of your body. This is why you're being fed all those toxins and things that you're eating. Your mind is polluted. You don't even realize it because it's been that way. The only time your mind was most pure is when you were born. From the time they stuck Similac in your mouth, from the time you were held by the doctor before you were held by your mother, from the time your mama chewed up some chicken and put it in your mouth, from the time they put a burger in front of you, from the time they gave you your first piece of candy, from the time you drank your first soda, see, from the time you went to the doctor and got these vaccinations, the separation began in your brain. Because they already knew what to do to you before you even knew who you were. So this reality has truly been created for us, manipulated in so many ways. We are so hurt and so that we have no idea that we are. You must go on a road of healing yourself, divine one. You must not continue to allow yourself to be subjected to the ways of the world.
your brain is suffering. So in essence, you are suffering. So that means that God is suffering. This is why God is, this is why they speak these things about God is always comforting you, and thy rod and thy staff and all these other things, because one side of you is your rod, one side of you is your staff. See? You must marry the two, and then you comfort you. You stop waiting for this life to provide you these things and these, this happiness and this comfort and this peace that you're looking for outside of you. You've been holding your whole, living your whole life outward. It's time for you to live in your mind. Allow yourself to truly observe your thoughts and become one with them and become one with yourself and marry both aspects of you, masculine and feminine. Use your creative side to cause action. This is how you use these things and you put them together. You know when to dress up and when to be casual. See, you remain organized even when it seems that you're unorganized. This is why a lot of people, you can go to their desk and they got papers everywhere, but they know exactly where the paper's at that they're looking for. Just don't go over there and touch it. You can be a social leader and you can also be unsociable at the same time. This is the duality that is within you. This is the balance that must be achieved within your mind. But because your blood is so polluted, because everything about you has been tainted, see, your heart is pumping this blood through you and keeping this going, and your brain is analyzing all of these things as they exist. This is why you retain 33% of what you see and only 10% of what you read and hear. We're visual learners. Everything we see is doing something to us. This is why the television plays such a crucial part in your lives. You must be careful once you know this knowledge. You cannot continue to think that you can live in this realm of existence and be escaped from the ways of the world just because you know better. If you know better, you do better. You stop subjecting yourself to things that you don't have to. I don't watch the news anymore. All I have to do is simply go on Facebook. I can keep up with everything that is going on. See, this is the power of the social media. See, they're keeping you separate. No one talks on the phone anymore. No one is truly having heart-to-heart conversations. See, we're hurting and we're sick in so many ways because our brains are sick. Your blood is tainted. Don't be afraid to take this journey within. You must understand how everything about you works. Once you truly unlock these parts of your brain and you bring them into one and you bring yourself into oneness and you create the seal of Solomon, as they tell you in the Bible, you marry the blade and the chalice. You marry your fire with your desire, see? Fire and desire. You must bring them both into one to bring this life into fruition that you want to live so bad. But a lot of you get stuck in the physical aspects as well. A lot of people are stuck on manifesting the life that they want, and all they're thinking about in the life that they want is about the riches they can create. You're still lying to yourself. Spirit is the only true laws that we must obey in this life. You're governed by those, inside and outside of you. Even when you die, right and wrong still exist. See? Whether you want to accept it in this lifetime or not. So you must ask yourself, how am I living my life? What does this mean for me? Man, very powerful. I think we have a caller on the line. Let's let the caller in. I think it's my brother Eddie. My brother Eddie, are you there?
Now this is my point. They classify all indigenous people Indians, but the Indians that we're comfortable seeing that are classified as American Indians, they don't look like us. But the original inhabitants of this land, just like the original inhabitants of Africa.
Eddie, are you there, brother? I heard that. That's an interesting
But then you got to think for yourself. It's like it says in that same book, it says meditate and pray. But what I want you to look up is Galatians 4:24. You talking to me, brother?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm listening to you now.
Oh, Islam, I apologize. I'm sitting there resting.
No,
nah,
you good. You good.
Young people when,
look, that conversation that you're having ties right into what I'm talking about. We're talking about brain control and how they're using these diasporas and all these things to control us. So you giving her a Bible verse to read is only going to help her unlock and understand what these things are telling us.
Exactly. Exactly.
See, this is us having to meet people where they are. And so a lot of times people do not understand anything beyond the words that they've been taught. So you must allow them to go back, and you must allow them to really understand what these words mean to them. This is why I tell people to put your Bibles down and really get another understanding. Then go back and pick it up. You will begin to decipher it for yourself.
Okay.
So this is all the power of our left brain and our right brain function, because we are left brain dominated. So people only believe what they see. So a lot of times you got to show them that what they've been taught to believe, everything that they've been seeing, is a lie. So they don't realize this until they go back and look at it. So a lot of times they go back and look at these verses. I've done it. They go back and look, and you give them something to go read, and they come back and like, wow. So it's a very interesting conversation, my brother.
Islam, thanks, brother. I'm going to go back to mute, and I'm going to finish this conversation, and I'll press one later on before the show is over, and then, you know.
Okay, cool.
Change some things with you. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Man, that was, nothing is coincidence. And the fact that he came right in, and the conversation he was having with someone was about religion. See, this is the control that we're under. I know we have another call on the line, Erico 901. Are you there?
Hello, this is Lee.
Hello, beloved. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you just listening in, or did you want to ask a question or chime in? Your energy is more than welcome.
Well, my energy is here, and I'm tuned in, but I really need the class tonight.
Okay.
I'm listening, and I'm right there where you're talking about. I'm just trying to figure things out and see which way to go and what to do. I really hear you, and I understand what you're saying, and just trying to find my way through it all.
So it sounds like you understand what I'm saying. It's resonating with you on an inner level.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. See, there's a difference between you understanding something, understanding something, overstanding something. When you understand something, it resonates with you on the inner level. When you understand something, you're just sitting under the knowledge. And what I'm telling you is, I know, is resonating with you on another level. So now I know even why you're on this call. When is your birthday? What is your name, beloved?
Lenny.
When is your birthday?
July 5th, 1963. At 11:25 a.m.
You said July 5th, 1963?
Yes.
Okay. Well, beloved, you are life path four. Let me see something.
Mm-hmm.
2, 5, 6. Okay. You're life path 4, beloved. Right now, you are dealing with some decisions. You're trying. There's some major decisions on your life right now that you're trying to figure out. Last year was filled with these changes for you, too, as well. There's so many things that you're trying to figure out, and so many things that you feel like are happening, but it seems like there's a lot of doubt there, like you're wondering, are these things really going to come into fruition? What I can tell you is this, beloved. Where you are is right where you're supposed to be. And I feel that now your spirit, your soul is beginning to awaken.
there's a part of you that is really trying to come out. And this is why you're on this call tonight, trying to recognize what to do and what not to do. And it's just you looking for guidance on so many levels. I want to give you a reading. Send me a message on Facebook, because I need to tap into more about what's going on with you. I would love to give you the clarity. This is what I do. I know you didn't know that, but I'm a numerologist. I do many more things than just on the radio. It is my obligation.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I can see that.
Perfect.
I understand
Perfect.
That.
Perfect. So, yes, I automatically feel as though, yes, there's something I must do for you. Yes, I must give you the clarity that you're looking for. So, yes, beloved, have you sent me a friend request on Facebook?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Are we already friends?
Yes.
Okay. Send me a message with your birth date and your birth name. And after tonight, after the reading, I will contact you. I mean, after my show tonight, I will contact you.
Okay.
Okay? And I promise
okay.
you we're going to get you the clarity that you need, beloved.
Oh, I've been looking for so long.
I know you have. I feel it on me. I don't even want to. That's why Spirit is not allowing me to even halfway go into it, to be honest with you, because there's a few things I can say right now, but it wouldn't give you the full clarity that you need. So I need to give you everything that you need to empower you right now at this time of your life. And I promise you that you will receive it, beloved.
Thank you.
You are more
okay,
than
I will. Free. I will inbox.
Okay.
The information and feel free to and my phone number, and
yes.
you feel free to call me.
Okay, I sure will, beloved. I'm
okay.
honored, because I know that you are a regular, and I'm honored for your time and your energy. I truly am, and yes, beloved, we are going to get you the clarity that you need.
Okay. Thank you. I
okay.
appreciate it.
Thank
okay,
you.
I'll continue to listen. Okay.
Okay. Ah, man, the power and Spirit is. I'm always humbled and grateful. I truly am. Because I just felt that she needs, I don't know, it's just, I do know. It's just so, I'm just always so humbled, and it leaves me speechless. It does. Even every time it happens, I'm always in awe, because I'm always so honored to be who I am and be am that I am. It's so powerful. It truly is. I'm just over smiling because I know that I'm going to give her the clarity what Spirit is going to use me and as a conduit as I am to provide her the clarity that she needs. So we're talking about brain functions, and this is exactly what we're talking about. See, a lot of us are so sick and so lost, and you must first have to want to free yourself from these things. See, you must first have to have the desire to come out from your darkness. All this division has been created within your mind, all this cloudiness, all this separation within you. This is why we're separated as a human race. Because to be separated within yourself is to be separated from the all. So individually, as we live our lives and we live in separation, you are naturally separated from everything and everybody else around you. This is why we're so left brain dominant. See, you always focus on what you see and what you can touch and feel and your masculinity. And you don't want to believe in the spiritual sides of things. See, this is why even most women are over-masculinated. They don't even realize it. See? Because most women are not subject to certain things in their life. And it's so powerful. It's a lot of us, even as men, being masculine within ourselves, we do not embrace our right side. Your imagination, your intuition, all these things were taken from you at a very young age. See how your life moves in the cycles of seven, and how at 7 years old, you develop the age of reasoning. So you have to ask yourself at 7 years old, what have you been taught to reason? See, they began to remove every part of you that came with a natural part of reasoning at that time in your life. And then it continues on, your education, see, all these things that we're subjected to in this lifetime, in this diaspora, in this world of existence. This is why I tell people it's not your fault. But at some point, you have to stop playing the victim so you can become victorious. So at some point, when you realize that all is just a lie, and you begin to realize that you are what you eat, you begin to realize what the foods are doing to you, what the sodas and the sugars and all these things are doing to you, but you do not stop it. You're being controlled by your own thoughts and your own brain, and it's only because you're still a part of this programming. Whether you want to admit it or not, even some of us so-called conscious people are still so lost in the ways of the world. All they want is money. You begin to equate your time with money. Believe me, this currency on this field plane that we're living in is so put into play to the point to where we all feel like we need it. This is another need that has been programmed into you. So the fact that you feel you must go to work and you got to pay your bills and no matter what and all these things. See, this is why God even tells that he will supply all things to you. See, this doesn't mean that you sit around waiting on it to happen. This means that you move in spirit and you're true to your heart. You're true to everything that you do because you marry both sides of your brain together and you become one. See, you've created the seal within yourself. Your morality has kicking in. Your compassion then. See, once you marry these two together, you become compassionate for all mankind because you realize the suffering that is going on in this world. See, this is what it means to truly unlock these parts of you. So you have to ask yourself, where are you in your knowledge? Where are you in your brain? Where are you in your knowing? Until you truly marry both sides of you, until you truly become one with yourself, you will not be able to see and understand what this means for you. So you must become the elements. You must become everything that is within you and stop answering to one part of you. You must let go of all these earthly things and these connections and sever these ties that you created for your life. All these expectations that you've been trying to live up to, even if they were for yourself or from somebody else, you've been doing it your whole life. All the disappointments that you've suffered because of the things that you feel like you couldn't accomplish in your life. This is how hurt people hurt people. You have no choice because you don't even know you're hurt. You're comfortable in your pain. This is what a lot of us are facing right now. You're so comfortable where you are. You think it's okay. You're just waiting to die. You're simply existing and not living. You must reclaim your life, Divine Ones. You must reclaim your spirituality. You must reclaim your mind. And it is only through freeing your heart from all these turmoil and strife and all these things that is on your heart weighing you down so heavily that your mind will begin to free itself and you begin to embrace every aspect of you. So it's okay to diet. It's okay to fast. It's okay to meditate. It's okay to be in tune with your spirituality. It's okay to understand that there's something more powerful than the God that you've been taught that does exist. See, when you truly know that and you truly understand that, you don't really know what it means to be God. So you begin to go on this journey to find out what that means. See, the truth that you seek is only within you. I promise you this. So this journey that you're on in your life, and you've been living outward, it's time to go within, Divine One. Time to marry both hemispheres of your brain. It's time to allow yourself to truly free yourself from yourself. So I ask you, are you willing to take this journey? Are you willing to take such a bold leap on your life? A lot of you have gotten so comfortable that you are just not in a place of doing so. you're allowing your life to truly be controlled by everything else but you. You have no idea what it means to have control. You have no idea what it means for you to be whole and complete and all these other things that you're looking to be. Learn to free yourself. Learn to free your soul from this human body. You're trapped. This is why you feel so lost. Your brain suppressed. This is what leading to your depression. Half of this world is walking around depressed, and the thing about it is they're comfortable within it because they're looking at everybody else who's comfortable within it. So it becomes like it's a natural thing. Well, everybody's going through. We all hurting. As long as you continue to live in the ways of the world, you're going to continue to create this hurt for you. So, yes, you're never going to come out of your sickness. You're never going to become the light. You're going to always remain trapped in darkness because you're being controlled by the physical aspects of your life. You're not allowing your spiritual self to awaken and truly guide you and truly become one with the consciousness of God, the consciousness of spirit, the consciousness of the all. You have to be willing to take these chances. You have to be willing to take this leap. See? Very crucial for you to do in this life. If you truly want to live this life as it is right now, if you truly want to reclaim your life, yes, all you must simply do is realize that it's time for you to unlearn and relearn. It's time for you to reprogram yourself. This means disconnecting from all things, even if it isn't but for 10 minutes a day. See? I'm going to meet you where you are. I'm going to challenge you to spend at least 10 minutes out of the day to unplug from everything. It means no phone, no television, no nothing. See, move to a place of nothingness for once in your life. Stop being moved by all the things that you've created for your life. All these bills and stress and our kids and all the people that look up to us and waiting for us to do something for them and all these titles that have been put on you that you've so gladly taken on and you proudly wear these things, but then you're hurting and dying on the inside because you don't want to release them. You don't want to let these people down. But you're the one who's suffering. You're not willing to release. Once you become the source of your love, once you know that you are tapped into the source, once you know that your love knows no bounds, you're able to let people go from your life. And you do so from a place of love because you know that your love is true and would always remain constant and within that same place. Whether they believe it or not, it's not up to you to make them believe it to be so. Stop trying to prove yourself to people. It is not worth it at the end of the day. These are the things that you must do to free yourself in this lifetime. Once you're able to do so, it will take you to a place that you cannot even imagine, see. So are you willing to go there? Are you willing to take the road less traveled? Are you willing to free your mind? Are you willing to unlearn and relearn? Are you willing to let go of everything that you've been taught? Are you willing to master your emotions? Are you willing to transmute them? Are you willing to become the alchemist that you already are, but you just don't know your magic? See, it's all about your willingness to do so. Your free will is the only thing stopping you. Every choice you make is molding you, shaping you. Nothing in this life is coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. Nothing happens by chance, see? Anything in your life you have created, whether good, bad, or indifferent. So you must start asking yourself, what kind of creator do you want to be now? See, once you're equipped with certain knowledge, you must apply it to your life. This is what this means for you. So if this is something that you're not willing to do, then you're not willing to save yourself in this lifetime. That means you're going to continue to wait on somebody else to do it. Just like you've been taught to do. See, You are your own savior. You must become this. This is what God is waiting for you to do, to meet him, to become one with him, to become one with this energy. Yes, yes, yes. So you must ask yourself, in your life, what part of your creation are you playing a part in? What are you actually doing with your mind? Are you creating chaos or are you creating harmony in your life? Your mind and your body are so harmonic once you marry the two together. And the frequency you begin to vibrate on is 528 hertz. That is the frequency of love. It exudes through you. You begin to truly be the light. You begin to engulf others with your flame, with your eternal flame, because you've ignited it. Are you willing to ignite your flame, Divine One? Are you truly willing to allow yourself to be free in this lifetime, or are you going to wait till you die to feel like you can do so? Because death still serves as a test for us. You don't have to believe it to be true. You can wait till you die to find it out. It's your choice. But I would advise you to view differently within this lifetime. That way you can learn to embrace death for what it is. To remind you to live. To remind you to come forth from today. See? So you must ask yourself these questions. Very powerful. So are you willing to do this? Man. That is the question that I leave you with. What are you willing to do in this lifetime? Are you willing to take this road less traveled? Are you willing to break away from the sheep? Are you willing to break away from the flock? Are you finally willing to cut these ties? Something came to me today in my meditation, right? And what I thought about was the download that I received was wolves and gargoyles. I didn't even understand what this meant, but it came to me so clearly. It was so powerful to me. I was like, what does this mean for me? The wolves are always chasing you. They're always trying to consume you. This is the darkness. This is why the wolves dwell in the darkness, see. The gargoyles are always there to chase them away. Yeah. This is why you see them on the outside of buildings. And things like that. See, everything that you see has meaning. See, symbolization is all around you. So you must become a gargoyle. See, you must scare away these evil spirits from you. You must save yourselves from the wolves, Divine Ones. Are you willing to do this? See, until then, you remain a sheep. Ready to be attacked. Ready for the slaughtering. You're being led to it every day of your life. So sad when I think about it. How many of you are willingly going to this? So you must ask yourself, are you willing to stop dead in your tracks and reverse the way you think? Free your heart from the strife. All these things that you've been facing in this life. Only then will you truly begin to unlock your mind. See, marry yourself in every aspect of who you are. Become the yin and the yang. Learn yourself. Examine yourself. You see yourself in three different perspectives in your mind. Your masculine, your feminine, and your God self. See, you are always observing you. You are the one always watching you. You are the one always who is with you, because God is always with you in your mind. So you are one with the Creator. Embrace this energy about you. Stop lying to yourself. Stop feeling like someone outside of you is more powerful than you. Stop belittling yourself for people. Stop sitting under people. Sit beside them. If you cannot sit beside them, there is no place for you. My brother made a post, and his love is not at the table. You need to pick another one. See? But you will not know what love is until you find it for yourself. So you're going to keep sitting at these tables waiting on somebody to feed you. See? Create your own table of love. Your vibe will truly then attract your tribe. See? The only people that feel this vibration of love that you're putting out are the only people that will be able to sit at it. Because you begin to move in spirit. You begin to move on that vibration of love. You no longer need nobody, anybody, anything to validate this for you. You don't need anything in this life to feel loved by anymore. This is the power that you must take back from this world that is taking it from you. It has left you in a place to need love. To need to love. That's why I tell you, you must become love. Be love. See? Just what my brother said, man, in this earth, wind, and fire, man. I found love for myself. Huh? So you got to know this for you. Only then will you begin to find the true value of love and what it truly means to love somebody else. Your I love yous will not sound like I need you. See? Your brain is so polluted, so full of toxins, because your blood is. Be willing to detox yourself. If you do not know what to do, reach out to me. If you don't know what herbs to take, if you don't know how to free your heart, I can guide you. This is my duty. I know who I am, and I know why I'm here. I am here to guide the hearts of men. See, this is my purpose in this life. This is what I do. This is why I was sent here by Spirit. This is why I'm ordained. See, this is why I am anointed. I didn't go to school for this. Well, technically, I did. I went to the school of life, and I learned me. And in learning me, I learned the essence of all things, because within you lies the essence of all things. And I'm going to leave you with this, beloved. In this life, your mind is what is separating you from everything else, and it's because you are taught this separation. Everything you do, everything you say, everything you touch, everything you eat is having an effect on you. This is why you must monitor these things from a place of caring about yourself. Love yourself enough not to be subjected to anything else. See? Become love, divine ones. Free yourself from yourself. It starts and ends with you, see. Your world ends the day you die. This world is ending for people all the time, all over this world, on a daily basis. But you must know that death simply comes. It does not stay. Life is everlasting. Life is infinite. So you can become life in this lifetime. Only through the power of love will you be able to do so. Peace and love, divine one. I appreciate you all for your time and energy, as I always do. I'm in gratitude always to Spirit. May Spirit guide you and keep you. May you always be in tune with your heart. And in turn, your mind will begin to free itself. Find yourself, Divine One. Come forth from your darkness. Embrace your fire. Become the light. I love you all. I want to do something with you all right now who are on this call. I just had the feeling to do this. I just got up out of my resting state as I was talking to you. I want to do an exercise with you all. I'm going to send you all some very powerful energy. And if you're in tune, you're going to feel this, because if you've been listening to my voice, you're already in a tranquil state. You probably don't even know it. I want you to breathe with me. We're going to breathe in for 7 seconds. And we're going to hold it for 7 seconds. And we're going to breathe out for 7 seconds. My queen is over here laughing because she knows exactly what's going on. So we're going to start. Let's breathe in through your nose for 7 seconds. Hold it for 7 seconds. Breathe out for 7 seconds. When you're breathing out, I want you to push your stomach all the way to your back. I want you to release all of that air. Now we're going to do it again. Breathe in through your nose. Hold it for 7 seconds. Breathe out for 7 seconds. We're going to do it one more time. Same exercise. Breathe in for 7 seconds. Let it out. Now, I'm going to send you all some universal energy. Be in a place to receive it.
Turned on my fire, baby. Then you show me what a you, baby. Oh, how I thank you, baby. You taught me so much and you showed me so much love and sensitivity that since you've been gone, I don't think I've ever felt this way before. You know, it's funny how a man can change so quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to a woman. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy then. Remember when you used to?
Your arms around me and holding me like you used to.